Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All their hearts were melting for Him on the pot of attraction. They looked at Him without blinking their eyes, and they moved hither and thither in perplexity. Purport. Krishna is naturally attractive for all living beings because He is the chief eternal amongst all eternals. He alone is the maintainer of the many eternals. This is stated in the Katha Upanishad, and thus one can obtain permanent peace and prosperity by revival of one's eternal relation with Him, now forgotten under the spell of Maya, the illusory energy of the Lord. Once this relation is slightly revived, the conditioned soul at once becomes freed from the illusion of material energy and becomes mad after the association of the Lord. This association is made possible not only by personal contact with the Lord, but also by association with His name, fame, form, and quality. Srimad Bhagavatam trains the conditioned soul to this stage of perfection by submissive hearing from the pure devotee. Vinanjana Salakaya Chakshamilitam Tindatasme Sri Kirpe Maham Kumkuroti Vatalam Bangundai Kirpe Jadgri Patam Hamvande Sri Guru Dinatari Nam Paramahamma Sri Cheta Vishwana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Prabhupada spoke on this verse in Mayapur in 1973. And he began by drawing our attention that the word Krishna means all attractive. The verse here describes how the ladies of they're the ladies of Hastinapur, right? And they're Krishna's about to leave. And they're becoming drawn to Him to such an extent. They're just looking and gazing upon Him. They can't even bear to blink their eyes. They're so attracted to Krishna. And their attraction has welled up in them to the extent that they don't know whether to go here or there. It's described here that they're... what is it here? They moved hither and thither in perplexity. How can I see Krishna more? Where can I go to see Krishna more? So Prabhupada begins his talk on this verse by bringing our attention that the word Krishna means all attractive. So being curious, how does it mean all attractive? The words, as we know in Sanskrit, they're developed. Each word in the Sanskrit language has what's called, I think, the dhatu, right? The root of the word. where it, how it grows up, how does it come about? We have some of that in other languages. Generally, we go back to, say, maybe Latin or to Greek and say, oh, well, this comes out of the Greek word or the German word or the French word or like that. And they say, the linguists, that at least our European languages all originally were derived from the Sanskrit language. But in any case, the Sanskrit system involves building words from different core words. And the core word for Krishna is described as karshati, karshati, which means attraction. Attraction, karshati. So Krishna, that all attractive nature. So then comes the question, why? Why is Krishna, the word itself is very attractive, but why is Krishna all attractive? So Prabhupada begins to explain this in this purport. He describes that Krishna is all attractive because, and he refers to the Katha Upanishad, which says, states, nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam ekonam bodaks vidadati sarvakaman. How does it go? Eko bohunam vitidati kaman, sarva kaman. So there he alludes, he brings out this verse from the Upanishads that describes that there is one eternal being amongst all eternal beings. So first of all, we're drawn attention to the fact that you and I, all of us in this room, not only in this room, but outside this room too, all of those trees, all of those birds. This morning I was looking out and I saw a lot of crows coming around looking for, I think, the remnants of the past weekend. And of course, the geese. The geese were in the pond and the geese were flying above. And then I looked a little further and I saw there was a mechanical goose, a big plane flying. And of course, that plane was filled with people and the grass and the bugs everywhere. There was a little spider outside the window. It was amazing. This spider was like floating in air, but you could see that the spider was attached to something with his web or her. Don't quite know how to tell the gender of spiders yet. But all of us, we're eternal beings. We are eternal beings. And amongst all these unlimited, countless eternal beings, what to speak of what we can observe in the world around us, there's so many worlds. So many universes, planets. It boggles the imagination to simply think of the extent of living life, eternal beings everywhere. And amongst them all, there's one. There's one who is the eternal being. The conscious living force that supplies everything to everyone. Eko bhakunam yo vitadati kaman. Supplying everything. So this naturally invokes our attraction. We must become attracted to that one being that can supply everyone's desire. In Prabhupada's talk on this verse, he also brings out the understanding that Krishna is Purna. He's complete. He has all the features, the attractive features that attract us in the world in completeness. So that's another way that we understand how is Krishna all attractive? And it's elaborated in terms of different qualities. We have beauty. We have fame. We have knowledge. We have strength. We have wealth. And we have detachment. And we find that in Krishna, all of these qualities which we are so attracted to, beauty. We're always attracted to beautiful things. We're certainly attracted to fame. A famous person arrived on Friday for Janmashtami. And I noted, you know, here I was. I recognized him and said, okay, yeah, that's he's quite famous. And said, yeah, okay, yeah. Fame, yeah, very attractive. And of course, wealth. We're attracted to people who have a lot of wealth. And we're attracted to the strong people in this world are very attractive. And of course, we're attracted to those who are knowledgeable. And surprisingly enough, we are also attracted when we see someone who is detached, who's free. Detachment means that whatever they have, they're free. We see someone who's free of any, because when you're detached and you have no anxieties, you have no stress, you're just free. So we're attracted to these. So these qualities are all attractive. We want them for ourselves. And we're going to get to that. This conundrum. Krishna has all of these qualities in completeness. He's Purna. He's full of all attractive qualities. So naturally, we're attracted. Then Prabhupada comes to an interesting statement here. First, he describes that, we're not understanding our connection with Krishna. We've forgotten our connection, our relationship with Him. Although He is the one who maintains us all. He is the one by whom we exist. But we have forgotten our relationship with Him. And thus we've come, as Prabhupada describes here, under the control of illusion, the illusion of Maya. But then he says something. Once this relation is slightly revived, the conditioned soul at once becomes freed from the illusion of material energy and becomes mad after the association of the Lord. I read this and I said, wait a minute. I'm not mad. I mean, you know. And then I read this again just now, and I looked at my dear godbrother Kishore, and I looked at myself, and I looked at my good wife, Atita Guna. I looked at Sri Kama, and I looked at, I mean, I don't know most of you. I know Rupa. And then I looked back, and I remember the day that I slightly revived. I slightly revived my awareness of Krishna. And I look at what I did after being slightly revived, and I look at the way people probably looked at me, and I think they probably said I was going mad. Look at what I did. Within 2 weeks of walking into a temple, chanting Hare Krishna, I gave up all my, you know, habits, drugs and this and that. I shaved my head the first day, which was, my temple president was a little upset about that. He said, well, usually we wait for you to, you know, be here for a week or so, you know. I don't want you going out there if you don't quite, if your madness goes away. But isn't it a fact? We became mad. We did actually become mad after Krishna. And still, we can't give it up. We still, maybe the intensity has become a little, how should I say it, as we practice our devotional service, we have to then go into the next stage. Reading this, I was thinking about, well, attraction. We're attracted. We're running for Krishna, but at the same time, we're not really fully. We don't stop blinking. You know, we're not like these ladies in Hastinapur who are so filled with attraction for Krishna, they can't even blink their eyes. No, we blink. We blink quite a few times. We fall asleep practically. Right? Not only blink, we close. And then I was drawn to remember Mahaprabhu's own statements. Nam nam akarhi bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrapita niyamita smaranena kalaha etadrishi tabakripa bhagavan mamapi durdhaiva midrisham ihajini nanuragaha anurag, another way of describing attraction, anurag, affection, attraction. Mahaprabhu himself is describing, you are there, Krishna. This purport also describes that it is not only the form of Krishna, but it's his name, his fame, his qualities. We'll get into that also. But Mahaprabhu, he laments. You're there. You're completely. You are Krishna. The previous verse, he describes all the glories of Krishna Sankirtan. And in this verse, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. He glorifies the names of Krishna, the names of Krishna, saying that they're filled with all of Krishna's energy. Out of his kindness. And not only is all of Krishna's energy found within his name, but there's no obstacle to connecting with Krishna in his name. There's no time limitation. There's no situation, no rules, no niyam. There's no niyam, there's no kala. At any time, any place, any situation, Krishna is there in his name. And yet, Mahaprabhu says, I'm so unfortunate that I'm not attracted. I'm not filled with anurag. I don't have this affection for you, Krishna. So, that we also have seen in our lives. We get that slight revival. We get that just the veil is lifted for a few moments and we see who we are. We see ourselves as parts and parcels of Krishna. And we see Krishna. We see Krishna, the all-attractive person. Yes! And we start running. And then we start slowing down. We begin to fall prey again to our habits, our conditioning, our conditioned nature, our false ego, our anartas, all our unwanted things. Mahaprabhu is relating this to us, taking his own position, using himself as an example. Although, of course, we know Mahaprabhu's madness for Krishna knew no bounds. Mahaprabhu's madness for Krishna awoke by the grace of Guru. Maneshwara Puri gave him the names of Krishna, the Mahamantra, and gave him the sadhana to simply chant. He left Gaya filled with the chanting of the holy names, chanting and chanting, and he came to a place called Kanai Natchala. Filled with madness for Krishna, he came to a state in which Krishna himself appeared fully to his vision. And then he disappeared. And from then on, Mahaprabhu, simply with madness, was crying and calling, Krishna, 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 where are you, Krishna? In the mood, the heightened mood of Srimati Radharani's complete love for Krishna, in the height of her love, when she cannot see him, when she is separated from Krishna. This was his mission. So his madness continued, but still, when speaking to Ramananda Rai and reciting his verses, he recites this one. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. To instruct. And then he gives the solution. Because what is the obstacle? The anartas in our heart. They're the obstacle. And what is the root of those anarthas? Our false pride and ego. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Gokulananda. So he gives us a solution. Janadapi suniche na trori vasa hishnuna amanina manadena kirtinaya sada hari. When we can feel ourselves, when we become humble, the humility Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited in this second verse, he exhibits humility by saying, I have no attraction. And then he gives the next verse to say, this humility, this realization that although I can understand that Krishna is the supreme attractive object of love, I'm not attracted. Why? Why am I not attracted to Krishna? Krishna is all attractive. Why is it? What's in me? What's there? We have to turn around and look at ourselves. What is it? Why? The first question is, do we believe that Krishna is the Supreme Person? Do we actually believe? Do we have that conviction that there is a Supreme Personality, a Supreme Being, one, not like the Mayavadis. They can't believe that there is a Supreme Person. They can't believe it. How can it be? I'm not the Supreme Person. You know, I've tried. And I look around and, you know, there's some people that are a little better than, maybe. But they're still not supreme. Persons are, you know, that's ridiculous. How can people with arms and legs, I mean, maybe, you know, the universe, that, okay, yeah, maybe I can accept the universe is supreme. Everything. But, you know, I'm also part of that. So, you know, well, yeah, we're all one supreme. In Prabhupada's lecture on this point, he gets into the Mayavadis. He gets into, which is, Srila Prabhupada does really, you know, he came to the Western world. Nirvishesha sunyavadi paschachadesha tarine. So, you know, he sees this problem very, very clearly. And, of course, he sees it in India. And he was talking about, in India, a sect of Mayavadis. This is, it's a very, very, you know, okay, so the universe is Krishna or God. God is the universe. I'm part of the universe. So, you know, what pleases me pleases the universe, God, right? That was his Prabhupada's line. So if I can be, you know, I can be a debauched, you know, sense enjoyer, and if God will be pleased because I'm part of God and pleasing me pleases God. You can see this, the foolishness, but at the same time, the attractiveness of such a philosophy. And the same thing goes for us because, you know, to recognize, to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Person means that, yes, we are not. We're not the Supreme Persons. I had this image today, thinking about this class, of myself, I suppose, a jiva, looking, you know, towards the spiritual world of Krishna and seeing Krishna surrounded by so many beautiful women and cows and enjoying, and everyone's worshiping him, and oh, so beautiful. And then I had this image of myself turning around and looking in a mirror, and in that mirror seeing me. And follow, you know, surrounded by beautiful women, it's really all of that. And thinking, well, which way do I, you know, look that way, look this way? Somehow we looked that way. We turned from that way, looking at Krishna and seeing our place as his servants to this way, with us in the center. And here we are. Life after life after life after life, countless life, anadi karma, trying to perfect that picture that we chose. So we've got to get out of that picture. We've got to remove that idea, that false ego, that, and turn it around instead of manina, amanina. Instead of Dana, you know, giving me the prestige and so on, giving everyone else honor, respect, and understanding our place, we're simply the servants of Krishna. So, this process we have, this solution to our dilemma, Krishna, assuming we've at least gotten to the point where we do accept that there is Krishna, that Krishna is the Supreme Person, that there is a Supreme Person, and that we have a relationship with him. When we accept that, then the next question, well, how do I get out of this maya, this illusion that I am the center? And then we have Prabhupada and giving us the Srimad Bhagavatam. He ends here saying that the Srimad Bhagavatam trains the conditioned soul to this stage of perfection by submissive hearing from the pure devotee. So as we hear submissively the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can cleanse our hearts. And we can enter into association. Prabhupada gives this description here, which I also thought to explore a little bit. He says, this association, first, he says, the conditioned soul at once becomes freed from the illusion of material energy. Have to keep that freedom. And becomes mad after the association of the Lord. We have to cultivate that madness. We have to keep it alive. And this association, he says, is made possible not only by personal contact with the Lord, but by association with his name, fame, form and quality. Now, I read this and became curious. How do you associate with Krishna's fame? How do you associate with Krishna's quality? And I sought after an answer, but I didn't find anything. Maybe some of you can help me here. The best I could understand is, because I mean we know about associating, you know, in person. You know, we consider to association means that there's some interaction. We're together, we talk, we see each other, we're associating. But when we talk about fame is like a abstract sort of quality of a person. How do you associate with the qualities? The best I could come up with was that we associate with Krishna's fame, Krishna's qualities, by hearing about them, by remembering them. And what Prabhupada is pointing out is that Krishna is present within that. Krishna is fully present when we discuss, when we hear, when we remember the qualities of Krishna. When we remember and think about Krishna's fame. When we remember and think about, even without seeing, Krishna's form. We actually are associating with Krishna as much as if he were present personally here. What to speak of his name? So, these were some thoughts on this today's verse. I hope I've been able to touch upon some of these, and that at least it gave me a chance to read and hear Srila Prabhupada's lecture. It's a nice lecture that Prabhupada gave on this topic. It's interesting. You'll note if you go to hear it and read it, that Srila Prabhupada speaks on this verse, but also refers a lot to the previous verse. I don't know whether he spoke on the previous verse also. He must have, I guess. May have, I don't know. Where it describes the issue of bad association, bad materialistic association, because in the discussion that Prabhupada gave on this verse, he talks a lot about the need for asat sanga tyaga, giving up the association of those who are not attracted to Krishna, who are attracted to the material world 100%, or you know, some other Mayavadi idea, perhaps, but are not attracted to Krishna. We have to seek the association of those who are attracted to Krishna. And then we can also maintain and develop our attraction for Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. And if there's any questions or comments, reflections,